Hello, it is the 19th of November 2018, and we have the Eight of Swords and Eight of Coins reversed. Holiday week here in the U.S., and there's no need to dig too deep today. I'm sure you're all busy, or not. That's the point. You are and you wish you weren't, or you're not and you wish you were. The Eights like to move, and we have a pair of them here, but neither one doing what it wants to do, which is flow, like that eternity symbol it makes when it's lying on its side, resting. Air quotes. The action-loving Eights don't really rest easily. The poor blindfolded woman of the Eight of Swords and the Suit of Air, Libra, Gemini, and Aquarius, says, I'd like to, but my hands are tied, and is, on the card, literally tied up, at least temporarily. This is a card of restriction and interference, so we won't get much out of her today. She's probably already forwarded all her calls until next Monday. Swords can also be harsh and windy weather, and there's nothing anyone can do but wait it out. Her partner today is the industrious down-to-earth Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, Eight of Coins, reversed, the card of routine and day-to-day work, plain and simple. Hunched over a workbench, or desk and computer, with sleeves rolled up, he hammers and chisels away at the beautiful, oversized gold coins he's embellishing. He's been at it for a while, as we can see the wall behind him is lined with shiny, completed discs. He does this every day, 8 hours a day, probably 8 days a week. He needs a break before he works himself into a sick bed. This can be a picture of that. He could be restricted from working for some other reason, but this week it's probably more that the shop is closing early for Thanksgiving. It looks like he anticipated holiday demand, though, and got a lot done in advance. The way I see it, there are two kinds of people in the world. People waiting for vacations and workaholics, or people wanting work. This is like someone being pissed off they can't get their mail out or whatever, but I'm sure the hardworking people at the post office are pretty happy to get their 4 days off with their families, thank you. Holidays are, of course, the busy season for shops, the travel industry, restaurants, and dare I say, therapists. So a speech therapist, because I can't talk since Mercury's gone retrograde. My words are just... So someone's holiday is someone else's job. Of course, the old adage, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life, is a worthy mantra and goal, but we all got to serve somebody sometime. I had a great Thanksgiving dinner at an Indian restaurant 1 year, and I was really glad they were open. They were really glad to have customers. Maybe these humans both realize Mercury retrograde has the potential to screw up anything and everything it can for the rest of the month, and laying low is the best and favored approach. Hopefully, these are people happy to have the week off from the day job to unplug the phone and spend some time doing what it is they really like or want to do, or just enjoy some restorative, much-needed time alone. Hibernate.